whole batch of dough.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can jump on your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stalls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
So we hear of these things happening. Are you scared right now?
No, not at all. Fear is one thing that the Bible says will never please God. God is not pleased with fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And I have the mind of Christ. I'm one with him. And so, no, I'm not afraid. Nobody wants to suffer. And but God, Jesus said, even then we have to learn to enter into his sufferings. I don't believe that's by sickness, but whatever it is, we're here a moment. Paul called it, Apostle Paul, a momentary light affliction compared to the glory that lies ahead. We're a vapor. We're here for a moment. And so you talk about the prophetic gift. I prayed, and after I finished my second book, I said, Lord, I'd like to have a publisher that would be an offshoot of poetic rhyme. And I knew that Buddy Harrison, who started the Harrison Publishing House over half a century ago, he married Pat Hagen, Kenneth Hagen's daughter.
Oh, now, okay. Kenneth Hagen is Papa one. Hagen. In case people don't know, Kenneth Hagen was miraculously healed of a terminal illness.
Yes, it was. Yes. And he was dying. So God revealed his covenant, and it's a blood covenant. It's the strongest covenant, and there's not a nation in this world that doesn't understand blood covenant. And so Yeshua, Jesus, made that supreme sacrifice, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I prayed and I asked for someone that was an offshoot of that Harrison Publishing House. And very shortly afterwards, I was referred to, and I didn't tell anyone my prayer, but I was referred to Word and Spirit Publishing. And the man who is over that, Keith, happens to be, he was trained by Buddy, and he was CEO for 43 years. He's been at publishing for half a decade. I mean, half a century. So I was published through that publishing house, and I found out that when Buddy, who died of cancer, okay, when he died, prophets came from all over the world that had that same anointing, and so did Buddy. Buddy prophesied in rhyme all the time.
Really?
And so when people came to his funeral, there were countless prophets that came prophesying in rhyme.
Now, I wonder, you know, the kings of old used rhyme in this way. People wonder, well, how did rhyme get started? Well, I want you, you send a messenger to another king. You know, oh, the I have been sent by the king, and there's a line he wants me to sing, and that is, you must take your land and you must bring the first fruits, or the king will... Whatever. I mean, the rhyming makes it memorable when they couldn't write it down. I believe that was the, in the. Have you done any research into rhyme and how it got started?
Well, God is a poet, and we're his rhyme. So he is a creative God. And so everything comes from his creativity.
Yeah, but you have a memory, too. You seem to be able to do you have a photographic memory?
Cause no.
I'll ask you to recite one of your poems. And yet I've heard you go long-winded, too. I mean, some of these poems are long, and you have them all in your head, correct?
That's right. That's right. Actually, the Holy Spirit wrote them on my heart, and I can't define. We are in the spirit. We are not natural. We are supernatural. when you're alive to God, you are a new creation. All old things pass away. You are more than alive. You're eternally alive. And so when I was diagnosed with the cancer, I not only didn't have fear, but I told the doctor, I'm not going to go until God calls me home. And he said that I might live a year. That was over 3 years ago. Then, all of a sudden, within a three-month period, I was diagnosed and told that cancer had spread throughout my entire body, through my bones, through my organs, through both lungs, that half of my stomach was in my chest cavity, collapsed colon. They gave me all kinds of very dreary prognosis. And they said, you might have 3 months to live. And that was about 6 weeks ago. So Jesus is the author and the finisher, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. But he's the author. Now, I've published my second book called The Jesus Whisperer. And this book is about hearing his voice.
And can you hold that up to the camera so I can see that a little better? There. Yeah. Okay. The Jesus Whisperer.
Yes.
And this is your newest book that just came out?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. And you can go to thejesuswhisperer@gmail.com and you can write to me. Or you can go to thejesuswhisperer.com or .org.
Have you made it available on Amazon?
Yes. It's available just about anywhere, Barnes & Noble, all of the distributors.
Okay, so the Jesus Whisperer. Now, I've heard of horse whisperers.
Right.
But I've never heard of a Jesus Whisperer.
Right.
Now, I know you were recently on Penny's radio show.
Yes.
And Dell's.
Yes.
And I saw there was great feedback all over the place on that interview. So I want to make sure that I stay out of the way enough that you can let my audience know what you come upon here. So tell us about your book, if you would, and who and what is a Jesus Whisperer?
Well, actually, the Lord gave me the title of this book when I went to a Word Weavers Christian conference, and I put my hand on the handle of the door. He spoke to me, and he said, "The title of your book is The Jesus Whisperer." The main idea behind the Jesus Whisperer is we can all hear his voice. If we didn't hear his voice, none of us would have been born again. None of us would have known him. So he called us, and he called us out of darkness into his glorious light. It was his idea. We were his idea. And so he called us. I have had the opportunity to raise 3 people from the dead. One was confirmed dead. And you talk about miracles. It's absolutely amazing. I was an EKG technician. I was working in a hospital, code blue ER. I ran down 7 flights of steps, grabbed a crash cart, ran into the ER, hooked up an 86-year-old woman. And this woman had coded at home. They worked on her 20 minutes, transported her, and then they worked a half hour at the hospital, all together over an hour. And the doctor called the time of death, and the nurse charted it, Everybody left the room, and I walked over to disconnect her from my EKG machine and the monitor. And, of course, she was flatlined the whole time. And halfway across the room, God spoke to me as clear as I'm speaking to you. And he said, if you don't pray for her, she's going to spend an eternity separated from me. And I stopped dead in my tracks. And I said, what can I do? She's dead. He doesn't argue with you. And he doesn't have to. He said nothing. And I just stood there. And I finally said, Lord, I don't understand this, but I do believe it's you. And I will pray for her. If you bring her back, I'll tell her about Jesus. So I went over and I very gently laid my fingertips on the top of her chest. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak life into this body. And I looked up at the monitor, and I had a rhythm. And I almost had a heart attack. So about 2.5 weeks later, I went to do a routine EKG to discharge her from the hospital. To make a long story short, she told me that as a child, she was so angry at God. She never wanted to serve him. No one could mention the name of Jesus. Nobody could invite her to church. She never wanted to serve a God that would allow that to happen to a child. So all of her life, she turned her back on God. And she said, what I don't understand is why does he care now? And I said, we live in a fallen world. I said, there's a thief, Jesus said. There's a thief that's out to rob, kill, and destroy. That's his enemy, and it's our enemy. And Satan is very much alive on this earth and is plotting and planning and doing all that he can to disrupt the harmony and the peace and the flow of God's plans. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Who doesn't want that, Rhett? I don't know of anyone who doesn't want abundant life. People run from religion, but we all need a relationship with the living God. So anyhow, she asked me, what can I do now? And I said, if you want to just pray this simple prayer with me, God wants to be with you forever. He wants you as his bride. And so she prayed with me and asked Jesus into her life. And I know I'll see her again someday.
What did she say? Did she say that anything happened when she prayed? Did she feel anything, sense anything?
No, and I didn't ask her. But I knew there was a presence, and I know God's presence, and there was a presence there. And she was misty-eyed, but she was relieved. And here God brought her back to give her one last chance.
Well, let me ask you this. I interviewed Mike Tyson. Do you know who he is? He's a famous boxer.
Yes.
Okay. So a few years ago, I was alone with Mike at a rental property over on the beach, and he granted me an interview. It ended up being a two-hour interview. And I prayed to the Lord that I would have the chance to meet him, and I did. It's a long story, but anyway, he was very nice to me, and we had a good time together. But at the very end, we turned off the microphones out by his pool where I was conducting this interview on with a cassette player at the time I used to use. I think it was a cassette, or maybe it was a mic that had a chip in it. I forget when this took place. But I said, would you like to say the sinner's prayer?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m.